Struggling to keep track of your story and world? Archivos is for you. More intuitive than a wiki, more extensible than Scrivener, Archivos builds your story bible into your personal, always-on tactical display. Graphical relationship charting, continuity tools, this thing has it all, with bonus options for fan engagement and real-time collaboration. I don't recommend tools I don't use, guys, and this one is good enough that even Open Source Me is using it for one of his projects instead of my trusty old wiki. Archivos. Story world management done right. www.archivos.digital. That's www.archivos.digital. Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of nearly 30 books, more than 30 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, coming to you from up in the crow's nest with my spyglass on this daily voyage through the dicey waters of business, craft, learning, and art in the writing life.
Welcome to The Questions, episode 755.
Today we have a question from Melissa. She says,
"This is a resource question. So, I know your stance on open source, but I'm struggling. LibreOffice's comment review editing sucks, as does OpenOffice. Neither will go automatically to the next issue, which is keeping me still with Office. While you know I'm interested in LaTeX, the learning curve worries me. I've been looking at Vellum, which means Mac. I'm not excited about any of it, but I have limited time and energy to learn new things right now, which is why I will probably always pay cover artists. Graphics are not my thing. Any thoughts as to how to do this without a multi-year learning curve? Because otherwise, I'm going to Vellum, even though it costs me more money."
Okay, so we're talking about Vellum, so you're talking about ebook layout and print book layout. I don't think they have a comment feature. By the way, the trick to comments in LibreOffice and OpenOffice, or at least in LibreOffice, I don't know if they've diverged enough that it's different, is that if you open up the Accept Reject window, you can reorder the comments by date they've been, by the time they've been put in or by the place in the manuscript. And if you're not getting the ordering you want, just reorder it. And if you reorder it the wrong way and can't get it to work again, try opening up the file de novo. It's a little fiddly, but I've found that that once you kind of feel your way around, it works pretty well. And if you can't get it to work the way you want, you know, there's nothing wrong with using Microsoft Office for that stage of it if you've got access to it, because they all read and write the same formats now. So you do what it is that gets out of your way. I'm a pragmatist rather than a dogmatist. I've got really good reasons I prefer open source, but in the end, you do have to be able to run your business. Now, when it comes to the stuff that Vellum does, that's ebook and print book layout. And it doesn't take a multi-year learning curve to do either of those. It just takes an understanding of the paradigm. Print book layout is more complicated. And I'll have Kitty talk about that in a second here. Ebook layout, that's the end of things I do. And if you've ever edited a website, you know how to edit an ebook. Believe it or not, it's just a collection of HTML files and a zip file. I use Sigil. I basically just open up my manuscript in LibreOffice on the left, and then I open up Sigil on the right of the screen, or left screen, right screen, if I'm using a dual-headed setup, and I copy my manuscript chapter by chapter out of LibreOffice and into Sigil, each chapter being a different file. And just direct copy and paste. And then I go to the code view and I use Find and Replace to conform to my style sheet, which I created years ago and I update every so often. It's the house style sheet for our ebooks. It's got very easy to remember paragraph styles, indent, block, first paragraph, stuff like that. And I just look at what that sort of paragraph is in the code view, and I do a find that and replace it with the style sheet version of that paragraph style tag in the HTML. For a 500-page book, it takes me, about 20 minutes? When I first started out, it took me about an hour. But with a little bit of working around, I figured out how to do it. This might be a good thing to do a teachable on. I'll think about doing that here pretty quick. But yeah, it's Sigil is wonderful. It's really easy. It's got EPUB check integrated into it, so you can find all your errors. It's not quite as quick as Vellum, but on the other hand, it doesn't cost an arm and a leg, and you don't have to use a Mac. Now, that's for ebooks. How about for print books? Kitty, you've been doing print layout since 1994, and you've been on a variety of platforms. So talk about what it takes to learn that and what ways you can streamline that so you don't have to learn much.
I would say the quickest to learn is visual layout of the style that you would do on, what is it?
InDesign?
On InDesign if you're using Adobe, or Scribus if you're using an open source software. It's visual. It looks like the old Adobe PageMaker in the way it works, where you're sticking blocks of text and sticking them on the page in the way that you want to see it when it prints. And then you export as a PDF.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like actually Squarespace web page authoring.
It's visual, it's very intuitive, and you see what you get.
WYSIWYG.
I would recommend that if you're looking for something that is low cost and quick to learn. LaTeX, Lix, that does have a very high learning curve because it's a programming language, and you have to learn the language you need to get the outcome that you want. You don't move things around. It's not visual or intuitive. It's embedded commands. It's like using BASIC to draw a square.
Line 10, pen down, forward 50, pen up, line 20, pen down, down 50.
Yeah. But on the other hand, you can get incredibly precise results using LaTeX for your design. But it is a really high learning curve.
Give a precise idea of what it takes to learn it. Like, how long did it take you, and what background did you have that made it easier for you than it might for a normal person?
But I would say it took me about 3 weeks or a month. I read manuals and tutorials, and one of the problems with doing this with LaTeX is there's no one has yet done a book on how to lay out fiction print books. LaTeX was designed for textbook publishing and articles in academic journals. So most of the documentation that exists for LaTeX is geared towards academic publishing, not fiction.
So it translates fairly easy to nonfiction, but
so,
not necessarily
novels.
Yeah,
it does translate really well to nonfiction. But there's no manual for how to do LaTeX and get it recognizable by CreateSpace or whatever. So you're adapting on the fly something that is meant for another purpose and using it for fiction, where stuff for InDesign and Scribus, it's already really well documented how to use it to get the results you need to ship to Amazon Print and Ingram Spark. Thank you.
Now, that said, the time commitment per book from doing one to the other, you went from spending what is a good 15 to 30 hours
for
graphical programs to spending an hour in LaTeX. Or less.
The per book time has dropped dramatically. And one of the things with the graphic layout is that the longer a book is, the longer it takes to lay out because you have to fix each page. And there's a few things that can be automated, like headers and footers, and that will look the same as soon as you set your styles. But we'll do some manual adjustments all across the book. And I found that for a while, Scribus was not doing really well with really long imports. So I had to import each chapter as a separate file, and that was taking forever.
And that made Widows and Orphans
a
royal pain in the ass.
And compared to LaTeX, it takes the same amount of time, whether you're doing a novella or a 1,000-page epic novel. It takes the same amount of time to do the layout because you're just entering in the text and setting the style, and that's it.
So basically all of your time on those goes into making the title page and setting, choosing your special wingdings and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So now, a while ago, when you first got LaTeX down and we worked out the workflow, because what happens now is I give her my finished ebook,
mm-hmm.
and she imports that straight into LaTeX. And that process, where you get a printable book out of it, is all of, 10 minutes? And it's just waiting for the computer to process.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rest of the time she spends between 10 minutes and an hour is on doing fine design elements to make the book really pop.
Yeah, but keep in mind, if you have, a series that you're publishing multiple books in, you can set yourself a template for that series. And you can do this with Scribus as well. Give yourself a template for your mystery novel series or your mm-hmm. science fiction epic heroine series, whatever your series is, you can set up a template. So if you're doing all of your publishing in two or three series, you really have to do the work two or three times. You set those series, and then you start just uploading the text, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
If you're doing a lot of one-offs and multiple series, then it becomes more work at each individual book.
And then the way that Vellum works is Vellum has a certain number of predefined styles that you can flow into, and I think you can buy extra styles.
Mm-hmm.
So with Vellum, it's very much an import and go. So rather like what you do in the best case with Lix. But you are limited to the styles that they design, as far as I know. They may have changed that since last time I looked at it. It works really well for some people, just not for us because of the way we do things. Now, one other thing that has occurred to me as you've been talking is with regards to comment management and merging, my approach to this wasn't designed to sidestep the vulnerabilities of LibreOffice, but it has done so. So I'll lay it out really quick. I don't make changes on the commented manuscripts. I make changes in a master manuscript. I open two panels and I go through the commented manuscript and the master manuscript linearly, and then I transpose anything I want to change. And that way I keep the commented manuscript as it was in case I ever want to refer back to it. But just as important to me is I don't accidentally lose something because I accepted a change I didn't mean to. So I never really accept or reject changes. I just use the commented manuscript as a reference for altering my master. Because of that, I don't run into the problem that you're running into. So I don't know if that approach will work for you, but I developed that approach for versioning reasons and because I accidentally trashed a manuscript and had to go into backups once to get the one I wanted. So that approach may get you around the weaknesses with LibreOffice without making you having to spend more money for something else. So anyway, that's a pretty thorough going over. Regardless of what you decide to do, I hope this has been helpful, and thank you very much for asking. We'll see you tomorrow. The Everyday Novelist is written by J. Daniel Sawyer and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and Kitty Nakian and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2019 J. Daniel Sawyer and the production is copyright 2019 Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners. Join the conversation. Submit a question, leave a comment, or a creative death threat. Or find me at jdsawyeronminds.com or hit me at feedback@jdsawyer.net. We can't do it without you.